This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, keeping on for a Monday. Hey, what are we doing with special effects? Let's not have special effects. Ha! Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. And I'd like to welcome with a spot, I've talked about them a little bit, but Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it. Yeah. Check them out. Those of you that want to build an AR-15, this is the place to go. I mean, the parts there. This is where you find the parts that Agency Arms put in the classified. BootlegInc.com. Hey, quite the weekend. I went out of town Saturday, and I packed my little... Hey, if it happens in front of me, well, I'll be able to deal with a few things, Kit. It didn't happen in front of me. It just happened in New York and New Jersey and in Minnesota. We were hit all over the place, three different ways. This is what our weakness has drawn in on us. We've seen Muslim terrorist episodes in the U.S. before, but with this, it sort of has the flavor of an opening salvo of a offensive. And that's part due in part to their coordination of claims made for them. Now, we might try to guess at one of the mysteries of Islamic expansion after the death of Muhammad. Certainly there were recognizable factors such as armies winning battles. But this does not seem to explain the truly enormous amount of territory that they have occupied and the ancient cultures displaced. Perhaps it was done by terrorism, by making the daily lives of the occupants of territory ultimately so uncertain they became demoralized and went away. Perhaps the native cultures were not willing to respond to terrorism with the equal savagery of their own, which is the correct response. We're never really going to know, but we can take a guess at it. This possibility answers a question that otherwise is a mystery. What does ISIS and militant Islam in general expect to gain by attacking the American heartland? They cannot possibly expect that a few isolated incidents are going to change the correlation of forces. But then again, maybe they do. You know, don't forget Baghdad Bob, who was out there all the time talking a bunch of smack as if he believed it too. Maybe they do. Islam operates in a time frame of centuries, if not millennia, and they may depend on their will applied over those time frames to achieve conquest. Now, Because if the entire globe is going to live under Sharia, the U.S. has to be one of those places that does so in order for that to actually happen. History shows that because we are a commercial society, from time to time, bad guys think they are tougher than we are. That if there is not a profit in it, we will run away. And they do have some reason to think that. The liberals running the country, particularly Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, obviously feel shame for America's past successes and dominance. It is not too much of a stretch to say that Obama ran for president to reverse that, to reduce America to just another country. He appears to have achieved this with the way he was treated on arrival in China. Now we have well-known athletes bending the knee to America's opponents, showing that they will not participate in our national ritual of solidarity. Very likely in folk memories of the past, Islam militants saw this start to happen in societies they were targeting, leaders starting to bend the knee to them. The way this behavior has been embraced by teammates in a leading part of, you know, American culture supports the idea of developing cravenness in the society at large, as does schoolboys starting to imitate this behavior. And so we are attacked. The authorities, who can take years investigating a criminal case, always seem to know immediately, as they do in this case, who has not done the crime. Once again, Muslim jihadis didn't do it. Another term for which is Muslim soldiers. Obama will make the case for our enemies, so we do appear to our enemies unable to summon the will, the self-respect to defend ourselves, our families, our country. Muslim militants have already seen this in Europe. But then came the deplorables. Donald Trump is raising the deplorables, and he's giving them voice. And the deplorables are not ready to surrender. Once Trump takes over the White House, once Trump besmirches the claim of Obama's demands for his legacy, the deplorables are going to take over Washington. And our enemies are going to discover that they have no idea what they have been dealing with. Very likely, with this situation having been allowed to get so out of hand, it will take, in Harry Truman's words, a rain of ruin from the sky, the like of which has not been seen before on this earth. You know, to set things right, to ensure that the Constitution is not replaced with the Quran, and that 2,000 years of Christendom are not wiped from history. That is the way the situation is at this moment. That is what is at stake. In Minnesota, the incident was stopped by an off-duty cop who just happened to be armed. They had to wait on the cops in New Jersey, which, you know, it could be argued that you had to wait on the cops in Minnesota, except the cops were there. They were just off-duty. But that's the difference. You had bombings, and then you had stabbings that were cut short. They believe one of the reasons that they do things like put Daniel Pearl on his knees and saw his head off with a butcher knife, and you know, all these other little videos we get party to, and some that we don't get to see, you know, but they put out anyway. They believe that that takes away our will. They believe this, that we looking at that demoralizes us, as they have done throughout the ages. However, there's one thing about squirrels. If you ever catch a squirrel by hand, they're awfully hard to let go of. I think Islam is about to find out what it's like to have a squirrel and a bear hug. We'll be right back. think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
And welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
I wore one all weekend. I mean, it's an unbelievable holster as far as retaining the weapon and being comfortable. I felt no problems with that at all. Not one, not even a little one. Check them out, AlienGearHolsters.com. Matt Linder of Mount Royal University in Calgary, Canada, is my new hero. Seriously. because of this kid, this college student, every one of us who isn't a pansy social justice warrior should be wearing Trump's Make America Great hat gear, or any of the gear, but he wears that big hat. Which is perfect for me because I have a big head. And apparently this drives the progressives insane. He was showing his support for the Republican nominee by wearing a signature Make America Great Again hat. Apparently this hat was very offensive to fellow student Zoe Sluzar, who told him to take it off since it promotes hate speech. You've got to take it off, Sluzar said, who later threatened to write to the university president about Linder's clothes. Robbie Swave at Reason had some more. MRU subsequently affirmed Linder's right to wear the hat in a statement. Mount Royal University respects individuals who exercise their constitutionally protected right to freedom of expression. Sluzar later admitted that Linder did indeed have a right to wear the hat. How big of her. He is allowed to wear the hat. As a student, I disagree with what the hat represents. I have diverse friends, culturally and sexually, who would drop a class if the person wearing the hat was sitting in the room with them, because they would feel unsafe. Given the deeper issues of intolerance and oppression represented by the hat, I disagree with it. This is somebody talking about tolerance and oppression who tried to sell somebody to take off the hat. I bought a hat this weekend. It means nothing. It has an old Willie's Jeep with a canoe on the top of it and a surfboard coming out the back of it. I wear that. Because I don't want anybody to read anything into it. It's a hat. But on occasion, I also wear my Lucid Optics hat or my Dark Angel hat or I've got hats. I've got plenty of hats. Reactive Gunworks. I love that one. When I wear those, if somebody walks up and says, Bill, your hat offends me, I'm going to be like, you are a weak, pathetic little person, aren't you? You're feeling unsafe because of my hat. You should let me pull up my shirt on the right side. How about this, college students? Get a grip. Get back in your class that somebody's paid for and enjoy this important life lesson. Enjoy this time of your life while you're young. There are millions of people with different points of view. I know that's probably not an acceptable ethos in this era of safe spaces, but that is the truth, and it's waiting to slap you right upside your head as soon as you walk off that campus for the last time. If a hat makes you unsafe, you're not a very serious adult. Do you sleep with a nightlight? Do you still like the Dick and Jane books? Does the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown scare you? Now, I, as a gun owner, I have to deal with progressive drivel on a daily basis. I have to hear how I am a demon, and I am vile, and I am this. And do you see me running to a safe space? You know, when the moms demand attention, post a picture up on Facebook or on Instagram or anything, you hear me crying out against them? I mean, I make fun of them. Do you see me yelling about being triggered or attempting to eviscerate your right to free speech and expression? It's very sad. I see this stuff, you know. I see this stuff and I realize to myself, you know, I wore the uniform and served with kings, giants of men. We were all young. We were all colors. We were all nationalities. Honduran, black, white, South Korean, Samoan, Puerto Rican. We were all in the same uniform and all with the same mission. We were young and we knew how to focus. These guys, they're out here and they're looking at a hat. I helped defend this nation to the point to where we now have safe spaces. I have been, you know, I'm looking for some way to get attrition on this one. I don't know. Is there any higher education institution anywhere in the world now that isn't infested with this idiotic left-wing ethos playing havoc with everybody? Do you children understand that when you get out, nobody's going to like you? And if you go apply for a job and you're looking for a safe space, somebody's going to knock you out. And when you'll be absolutely safe in that unconscious stupor. Do you get that part of it? Safe spaces. Ooh, your hat makes me scared. Take off your hat or I'll have to drop this class. What is this class again? English. I don't need English. How about just, you know, grow up? I served with people your age. I know that age group has maturity built into it some way. If you'll just let it come out, you'll enjoy it. Then things become a lot less interesting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. See me shooting it? It came from, well, the ammunition anyway. It came from AmmunitionDepot.com. And welcoming new sponsor, Bootleg Inc. What if there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Yeah. Agency Arms went there when they were starting to look for parts to assemble the classified. And Bolt Carrier Group, Rail, that's all Bootleg. And a few other pieces as well. The gas system, Bootleg. Go check them out. If you're building a rifle, that is where you need to go. There's now two time zones to consider Pantsuit Clinton and her campaign. Pre-collapse and post-collapse. So earlier this year, a pre-collapse Pantsuit espoused support for the mandatory gun registration and confiscation scheme forced upon those hapless Australians 20 years ago after the Port Arthur massacre. The thing is, and I mean, Matt Damon was just down there the other day talking to him about how we should be doing the same thing they're doing. Well, I don't really have a problem with that because nothing good is happening for the gun controllers there. It isn't working. It's not even accurate to call it gun control. It's not only not working, it's a complete and utter failure. It's a train wreck. Coming from some periodical, the facts are chilling and compelling. In as little as 5 years, gun crimes have more than doubled. Some very dangerous people are involved. In 2015 alone, more than 750 people with serious criminal convictions were caught carrying guns. That's up a staggering 5 times since 2011. Shootings have literally become a weekly event. Crimes related to firearm possession have more than doubled in the past 5 years. The number of young criminals have rocketed, or has rocketed. Almost 1,500 people aged between 20 and 34 committed a gun offense last year, more than twice the number 5 years ago. A culture of carrying and using guns is becoming worryingly entrenched in criminal circles. Well, you know, they are criminals after all. The escalation rivals the underbelly war between drug syndicates that shook the city between 1999 and 2005. It's all about the meth, you know. That's what's happening. Gun control only. Listen to me, gun controllers, okay? Listen to me very closely. Get out your pencil, your number two pencil, and a piece of paper, and please write this down. Gun control only affects those people who hold the opinion that their government is legitimate and that the laws they pass should be obeyed. And that's more of a double-edged sword than people commonly realize. Violent criminals view firearms as a tool of the trade, and they will not obey any gun laws simply as a matter of who they are. Gun laws are therefore ineffective in stopping them. If anything, these laws do quite the opposite. They encourage criminals to hoard firearms as they then have increased power over those law-abiding citizens who think the government is legitimate. And that's the rub. When law-abiding citizens discover that laws serve to help criminals and hurt good people, they then begin to devalue not just the laws, but the legitimacy of the government itself. They then start questioning the government and the laws and begin to adhering to laws much more subjectively. Eventually, it leads to what is referred to as an Irish democracy, where millions of ordinary people decide that their government simply isn't relevant. And then when they feel enough that way, they effectively aren't. And then governments fall. In other news, during a preview of an interview on Meet the Press scheduled air on Sunday, Ohio Governor prognosticator John Kasich made it clear that he would not vote for Hillary Clinton. Cheerio, Sam. So is he planning to vote for Trump? At this point in time, he's not shutting the door entirely, but said the chances of him voting for Trump are minuscule. And that he very, very likely will not. And why is that, you might ask? Well, he says he can't vote for Hillary because he's a Republican. Party loyalty, etc., vice versa, E-I-E-I-O. And yet, despite his party loyalty and his professed concern for the fate of our nation, stating country first, this man, and this could apply to any of these yahoos, any of these never-Trumpers, this man who's the governor of a swing state, no less, persists in childish, irrational, non-thinking. He's a Republican who, in all likelihood, will not vote for the Republican presidential nominee for president. He fashions himself as a patriot, with the country first, yet can't bring himself to vote for Trump and ensure Clinton is beaten, giving it a better shot at reclaiming so much of what we're losing. Or maybe instead of not voting for anyone, he's planning to vote for a third party candidate or write someone in, which is what you do when you're a rebellious, ignorant 20-year-old. You're somewhat rebellious when you're 20. If you're able to be around somebody saying "Make America Great Again" on their hat. But doing that is as good as not voting when the stakes could not be higher. So here's the D word for Governor John Kasich and his like. Here's a bunch of them. He is deplorable, despicable, dreadful, and dangerous. This is not leadership. You're supposed to be leading a state. Lead. That's all we're looking for. What does it say to young people when a relatively major figure in a major political party dishes out such nonsense at a time when things are very critical in this country? And I'll even use the F word here. No, you don't have to dump it, because he's a fool. He's a foolish, foolhardy fool who, like the rest of those in the GOP who refuse to vote for Trump, are abdicating one of our most primary rights and responsibilities, which is to vote. He doesn't even have any business holding office. Getting out there and making these statements that he's making are reckless. I don't know if he's trying to do it in the hopes that they, at the very last minute, like I guess November the 1st, they suddenly pop up and say, you know, Rance Priebus is going to pop up and say, you know, in the interest of saving the country, we're not going to actually back Donald Trump as a nominee. So he's not the nominee now. No more is he the nominee. We're going to back John Kasich. Rhino. Either come to the party to play or don't come to the party, John. Don't half-step on us. You're in a leadership position. That's the problem with the Republican Party today. All of you yahoos who consider yourselves to be party elite leaders, don't lead. So either lead, follow, get the hell out of the way. We'll be right back.
Making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a Pro-Pure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
I'll be shooting some Ammunition Depot stuff this weekend, I think. We'll see. And also, welcoming new sponsor, Alien Gear.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
I've been wearing mine, I think, I've worn it for 5 days straight, wore it today, and I'm not breaking this thing in. I mean, it's still, I mean, I'm not doing anything to make it that flat. As you can see in the camera, there's a little bit of a sway to it, but I mean, this is really a superior holster, and for the price, I mean, good gosh, and once you buy it, if this part right here breaks, if the shell breaks or goes down or whatever, they'll replace these for as long as you keep that gun and want to have that holster and want to have this on the back of this thing. And they also, I think they may even sell you different ones if you change guns or maybe even replace them. I don't know about that part. I may need to get Rob back on the show. Rob Russo. Outstanding holster. Now then. Crossroads Center, Crossland Mall in St. Cloud. That's where the stabbing took place. And like many malls in Minnesota, it's a gun-free, weapon-free zone. It appears that the armed citizen who stopped the attack was not allowed to legally be armed in the mall. He was an off-duty officer from another jurisdiction. Now, see, here in South Carolina, that would mean squat, but, it's Minnesota. Now, examples, coming from crossroadscenter.com, examples of specific activities that are prohibited include, but are not limited to, disruptive profanity, vulgar or threatening language, unnecessarily blocking walkways, roadways, or storefronts, running, horseplay, or disorderly conduct of any nature, excessive loitering, operating unauthorized recreational and or personal transportation devices in the shopping center. Does that happen? No firearms or illegal weapons. What is the difference? Anyway, the mall is a privately owned property. Guests who do not act responsibly may be asked to leave. If they refuse to leave the property, they may be arrested and prosecuted for criminal trespass. The policy does not make any exceptions for off-duty police officers. As a privately owned property, the mall may exclude off-duty officers as they're not acting in an official capacity. Early reports stated that the attacker was dressed in a security guard uniform from sctimes.com. 8 people were injured and the suspect died at Crossroads Center on Saturday after an attack reported about 8:15 p.m. St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson said the victims were stabbed by a man dressed in a private security uniform. An off-duty police officer from another jurisdiction shot and killed the attacker. Anderson did not say where that officer served during the news conference that started after midnight. It's becoming a common tactic for Islamist terrorists to dress as police or in the uniform of Iraqi soldiers in order to facilitate terror attacks. Because this was another Islamic terrorist attack from KSTP.com. At approximately 8 p.m., an armed suspect entered the Crossroads Mall. That individual made some references to Allah, and we confirmed that he asked at least one person if they were Muslim before assaulting them, said St. Cloud Police Chief Blair Anderson. You know what this means, don't you? Now, let me explain a couple of shortcomings to this policy here. In South Carolina, you can have a sign saying that no guns are allowed and we will respect your private property rights. However, that sign has to conform, it has to be in the right place, and it has to be on every entrance. And if it's not on every entrance, you don't have the force of law behind it. As a matter of fact, it's not even valid if you don't have it on every entrance, which is a shortcoming of a majority of businesses that have them. I found out the other day that the restaurant that I wanted to try that has a no guns allowed sign, I can come in from the Hyatt Hotel side of it and walk right through there without having to worry about it because they don't have a sign on every door. I doubt that this mall will pursue legal sanctions against the armed citizen who stopped the attack. They would be quite stupid if they were. They're fortunate that the officer here chose to ignore the mall rules that required people to be disarmed. The rules did not dissuade the attacker now, did they? No. He just knew where to go. This is likely another incident of sudden jihad syndrome. The current administration has gone to great lengths to characterize such incidents as not a terror attack because the attacker did not conspire with others from a known and recognized terror organization in order to conduct the attack. In other words, if you don't have an official uniform with a patch and an ID card from ISIS, Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, you're not a terrorist. Can't possibly be one. You're not a member. Somebody I know referred to these characterizations as no paid-up Al-Qaeda membership card was in his wallet. Therefore, it is not a terrorist attack. The Fort Hood terrorist attack was characterized as workplace violence, even though Major Abdul Nidal Hassan claimed to be an Islamic soldier repeatedly in court. With this attacker dead, it's going to be easy for the authorities to find some other motivation besides radical Islam for the attack. A great many Islamic attackers have a significant personal problem or set of things happening to them. Martyrdom for Islam offers a simple, easy way to end the personal problems and to obtain surefire guaranteed ticket to paradise, or so they think. Islam also seems to attract people that have an axe to grind. Have you ever noticed that? They attract This is why there's such conversion to Islam in jail here in the United States. If you got an axe to grind, and if somebody gets up there and says, you know, one day, if you join us, there'll be another day with these people. And this time you'll come out on top. This time you'll cut their head off. Somebody with an axe to grind is going to say, really? I can cut their head off? And then they join. I'm telling you, this was a interesting weekend. The other thing that I found interesting, I was in North Carolina. I was in Black Mountain. They wrote a book where it's centered on Black Mountain after an EMP attack. I don't remember what it's called. So being up there, I'm always thinking, well, it's the end of the world. That's why I bring the kid. I'm up there, and they say, I was at the restaurant where I was eating, and they were telling me, have you heard about the gas shortage? And I was like, the gas shortage? And they're like, yeah, there's a pipeline that's burst, and they're running out of gas. You better go get gas if you're not from around here, because you won't be able to get home. And I could tell that he wasn't worried about it, because then he brought me my Highland Brewing beer without any, you know, then he was asking me about my camera and this, that, and the other. Okay. Makes me wonder what they would do if it was really a gas crisis. I've been able to get gas anytime I go somewhere. It's a little more expensive right now. That'll come back down. It sure will. It'll come back down. But, I mean, it's these people, these Islamists, they look at us. They look at this. They look at that gas thing. They look at all the talk that goes on about it, and then the fact that nobody does anything special about it. Did you hear there's not going to be any gas? Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? That's what they see. This is what fuels them. That's part of it. There's a lot of things that fuel them. Of course, our president does, too, because he doesn't even admit they exist. They're sort of like Delta, except from hell. We'll be right back.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.